Hello and welcome to the Success Secret Podcast with your host Hussein Talib. I am excited to introduce you to a series of conversations with some of the most successful and inspiring individuals from various industries. My aim is to dive into the stories behind their success and explore the knowledge, strategies, habits, mindsets, and wisdom that have propelled their success. Each episode of the Success Secret Podcast will feature a different guest who will share their unique journey, the challenges they faced, and the lessons they have learned along the way. I will also be covering topics from entrepreneurship and innovation to leadership and personal development. Whether you are an inspiring entrepreneur, a seasoned business professional, or just someone looking to improve your life, the Success Secret Podcast is for you. My goal is to bring you valuable insights and inspiration that will help you achieve your own success in business and life. So get ready to learn and be inspired. The Success Secret Podcast starts now. In this episode, I have with me Scott Cartwright to talk about how to build seven-figure brands and unveiling the secrets behind the successful brand building strategies. Scott's story is one of the remarkable transformations and unwavering entrepreneurial spirit. After a decorated career as a naval aviator, he shifted gears and carved his path in the world of personal care. He built a multiple seven-figure skincare brands from the ground up. And after successfully selling it, he embarked on a new adventure, acquiring a personal care manufacturing company encompassing skincare, hair care, body care, and even pet care products. Now, Scott's passion extends beyond his own ventures. Scott, welcome to this episode of the Success Secret Podcast. I'm glad you are with me here on this one.
Yeah, no, I'm glad to be here.
Awesome to have you here with me on this one. So first of all, you have apparently passionate about building brands, building seven-figure businesses, and specifically in the... I would say these type of products that I mentioned, they are very hard to compete in. And we are going to be talking about that. But first of all, because this is the Success Secret Podcast, I want to know from you after these experiences, after these kind of things that you build and you have certain relation with other people and your connection with other people, how would you define success yourself and how do you see other people define success, and what do you agree or disagree with these kind of definition of them and misconception that you might or they might have for success?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. I think success is an individual, it's individual for each person, you know, the definition of success. And so what may be my definition of success may not be your definition of success. But for me, success is just being able to do what I want to do when I want to do it, you know, on my own time. I really did not like it when I had to work for somebody. You know, you had to show up at a certain time, you had to stay there all day, then you had to leave at a certain time. Even if you had work to do, didn't have work to do, whatever, you know, you were on someone else's clock, on someone else's dime. For me, success is just being able to do what I want to do. What I disagree with people on success is can often be driven by just work, you know, workaholic. And that's not what I'm about. I like to take time off. I like to take vacations, I like to do things with my kids. And so, you know, my version of success is not working all the time, not waking up at 4 a.m, going to bed at midnight, you know, just grinding and burning the candle on both ends. That doesn't work for me. And I don't think it's a long-term solution for many people out there who are doing that. You know, eventually you burn out from that. And so if you're chasing success that way, I mean, there's a time and a place for everything. So if you can, you know, there's time to sprint and then there's a time to relax and take a little bit of a break. So that's where I disagree. I just don't think that you have to just be go all the time. There's a time and a place for everything.
Definitely, that's amazing. We need sometimes to have this little walk around the block, I guess. So So you are in personal care, personal brand, hair care, body care, lot of things. Even you started the pet care products. So these things, personal care, health care, pet care products, all of these are very competitive places or businesses or niches. So what was your thoughts, first of all, when you started your business in these kind of fields?
Yeah, so I always think it's important to start with the people first. And so when I started my skincare brand, it was a vitamin E oil-based skincare brand. And so I wanted to start with people who were on a health journey and who were looking for healthy products. And so you probably remember back in the day, vitamin E was a big thing, and vitamin E oil was a big thing. You used to get it in capsules and kind of cut the tip off the capsule and use that pretty thick, it's like an ointment, like consistency of honey, you use that. And but people that use vitamin E are really concerned about their health. They only want to use healthy ingredients. And so I went after that group of people. Always focus on the people first. And when you focus on the people, you know what their issues are, you know what their pains are, you know the language to speak. And so by doing that, my product was very successful. You know, I could talk specifically to the person that cared about their health. And I had a background in health. I have a master's degree in public health, and my parents are doctors. And so I've always been kind of in the health field. And so I thought that that would be a good area to go into health-based products. And then once you find one that works, I start out with vitamin E oil. And then once I saw that that worked, I quickly decided to make a facial cleanser, so a face wash, a moisturizer for the daytime, a moisturizer for that daytime moisturizer has SPF sunscreen in it, a nighttime moisturizer that didn't have the SPF in it, an eye cream, and a scrub as well. And so they're all based on the health theme around vitamin E. They all had vitamin E oil in them. And so I always say focus on the people, people, people. That's where the gravy is. You know, that's where the juice is. That's where the good stuff happens if you focus on the people.
Definitely. So speaking of that, when you started this business, did you think a lot of about the competition, or did you think to yourself, I am distinguished, I am special in this because I know where I am focusing on, which is the people that will need and want the type of products that I am having or creating?
For me, I had to do a little bit of both because I always like to look at the market and see what's out there. And so I had the initial idea for vitamin E product. And then I also looked and did some research to see how many other people were out there with a vitamin E oil product. And there was only two or three that were out there with it. And so I decided to go for it. Sometimes you can go after a market where there is a lot of competition if you really have the people dialed in. And in addition to the people, have some unique ingredient in your product that's going to make it really stand out and really be appealing to the people that are in your market. But to answer your question, I had to do just a little bit of both because I did not want to just come out with some other product if there was a lot of products out there, and I wanted to keep the ingredients fairly simple. If I had seen that there was a lot of competition with just vitamin E, I would have added some really, really unique ingredient to the product so that it would stand out from the competition.
Did you ever think that your businesses would be seven-figure businesses, or did that just happen, or did you plan for it, for example? Some people might ask that question.
No, I did not plan for it to be that. You know, I started the brand. Somebody told me you should start a skincare brand, and I didn't think it would work. You know, I was like, oh no, that there's a million skincare brands out there. No one's gonna buy mine, you know, buy my product. And so, but I did it just to see, and it worked, and it just kept growing and growing and growing and growing. And then a private equity firm approached me to buy it. But I did not start out, you know, at the beginning, I didn't think it was going to work, but I knew it was a mass market. You know, skincare, beauty, and skincare is such a big market. People spend billions every year on it. You know, so I thought it would be something good to go into, but I never knew that it would turn into a seven figure exit someday.
So now, what are do you think in your experience building this e-commerce, let's say business or business in the in a I would say a very competitive market in the health, it's basically healthcare, personal care, Even pet care now, also these kind of things are very competitive. What would you say the, let's say maybe the framework or the things that are important as a strategy or even maybe tactics for any business to have and implement? You talked about caring for the people, but what are other aspects that are added to this that will help a business to be a success?
Yeah, so those are the three P's that I talk about. So the first one is people. You know, always have that group of people. You know what they care about. You know what their pain is. It kind of helps if you are a member of that group because you really can speak the language and you know what you're trying to achieve. So that's the people that we've talked about. The second P is the product. So the product, you just need to make sure that it is first and foremost a great product, you know, quality ingredients. And that it has the ingredients in it that people in your audience and in your market are really looking for. As I mentioned, it would be nice if it had a unique ingredient, some sort of hero ingredient that you can call out so that people realize that there's something special about it. Ideally, also, that hero ingredient will have some special characteristic about it that works really, really well. You know, you want to be able to call that out because you want it to be efficient. And the efficacy of it to be great so that you can talk a lot about that and so that no one else can talk about that product, that ingredient in their product. That's the second P. So we got people, we got product, and the third P is platform. So you need a sales platform where you'll be able to sell those products to those people. And so I wound up selling my product on Amazon, a huge Amazon is. And all the shoppers are on Amazon. And so I was on Amazon and I was on Walmart as well, walmart.com, and then on my own Shopify or on my own e-commerce, just our branded website. So that, you know, people always want to go and look on a website to find more information about your product. And on the website, when you have your own website, you can control it more. You can collect email addresses, so you can do sales. And you can change up things and make new announcements and about new products and things like that easier than you can do on Amazon. So those are three: people, the product, and the platform. Once you have all those, you are off to the races.
That's very important. Now, the people are already there, for example. So, when you talk about Amazon or Walmart, these are platforms that already have huge buyers within them, huge amount of people visiting their websites, for example. But they also have a lot of products that are similar. But at the same time, when you distinguish yourself, like you mentioned, some kind type of maybe formula or maybe element in what you are offering that have certain benefits for the people within that platform, like Amazon or Walmart. Like you have built, or you did not have to go out basically all the time and find new people yourself. These kind of platform were there already with people, and you attracted them with certain type of products that they would want to buy. So these things are very important. But then you expanded into your own website, which is basically your own brand, which is very important. So do you think that each one of us should, let's say, use or leverage other platforms, that we always should look for certain platforms that if we can do this, what we're gonna do on these platforms, do it, and then have our own platforms to when we start growing?
Exactly. Yeah, no, you're exactly right. Because when you have your own platform, you can do a couple of things. One of them is that you can drive traffic to it. So you can use YouTube ads or Facebook and Instagram ads, something like that, where you can pay a little money per click for and have your ad in front of the people who would be buying your product. And then when they click through to your website, then you can capture those people a couple of ways. One of them is that you can offer them something, some sort of lead magnet or some sort of rapport or coupon or something like that, where you can collect their email addresses. And once you have their email addresses, over time, your email list will get bigger, and then you'll be able to send out sales and promotions and things like that to that email list. And then you also, when they visit your website, they'll get, you know, a cookie on them so that you can remarket to those people in a little bit different way in the advertising platform. So Facebook, for example, Facebook is going to know that someone visited your website. And once they have that cookie, and they go back out to Facebook or other places, and Amazon even does it too, but you go to other places and that cookie follows them. And so it shows them an ad, that is meant to bring them back to the website again, kind of like a warm audience. They were cold when they first came, but now that they visited you, they became a warm audience. And so you can advertise to them in a cheaper and better and a different way. Also on the website, you can control the process a little bit better when they go through the sales process because you can do upsells, downsells, cross sales, all these different things to get them to add different items to their cart so that you can increase your average order value. The type of things that Amazon tries to do and does a little bit, but Amazon's really not trying to encourage them to increase your, the cart of your products. They're just trying to get the Amazon cart increase. So you probably see on Amazon, it will have a product there and it says people buy these two products together, but that product that they're buying yours with isn't necessarily your product. Whereas on your website, you're going to encourage them to buy that product with another one of your products so that you can increase that average order value. So it's very important to have your own website because you can do all of those different things so that you can make more money at the end of the day. You control the process and you can collect the contact information for the people who visit you and then use that to drive even more sales to you.
So from what I understood, that you have personally documented the launch or the launch of the skin product, skincare brands, right? So what does that mean to you to document that publicly, and why did you do that exactly, so we can understand what is it exactly?
Yeah, so I am launching a couple new products. So I own a skincare manufacturing company. And so what these are products that we call our house brands. And so one of them, for example, is a product for chakras. So people on a spiritual journey, facial serums that awaken and balance each of the seven chakras. And so I am launching that publicly and I'm recording every step that I take along the way of launching that. So I started that when I first launched that product as well as a couple others. So on YouTube, I have a YouTube channel called The Skincare Sherpa. That's who I kind of call myself. That's my personal brand, the Sherpa, because I'm your guide to starting and launching a successful skincare brand. So if you go to YouTube, you'll see the skincare Sherpa on there. And then they're just these little videos that, like, you're looking over my shoulder as I am going through the different research steps and finding graphic designers to help me with the labels and all the way through setting up Amazon, finding influencers, all these different kinds of things. And the hope of that is they will help people start their own skincare brand. People come to me to get to get a product manufactured. And this is the reason I had this idea, and people have no idea what they're doing. It's already hard enough to find a manufacturer that will return your call. But when you talk to people and you ask them you've wanted to start this skincare brand, a product for several years now, what's taking you so long? And they say, well, we didn't know, I didn't know what to do. How do you even do this? Or how do I get a formula? And how do I find this? And so I just decided it's easy for me. It's always easy when you've done something before. I couldn't fix a car or whatever, but it's the people who fix cars, it's easy for them. So I just thought that it would be a good idea if I just record myself, what I'm doing, and then people that are coming along that want to do the same thing, find the video, watch it, in hopes that it will help them start their skincare brand.
That's very impressive. You're being authentic and you're sharing your journey and how you're doing things, which is very important. A lot of people, a lot of us sometimes get stuck in certain things that are actually simple to do, but we stay stuck on them because we think we don't have the right answer to do it. But sometimes there are multiple things and multiple ways to do them, so you can always take action. So this is important to take action. And sometimes if you have mistakes or did mistakes, you will learn from. And also with what you are doing, you're showing others how to do certain things, which is very authentic and very real.
Yeah, and you have a guide, someone holding your hand to kind of to help you along the way, because as I say, everybody has a $1 million skincare product inside them. You just need a little help to get it out. And so that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to hold your hand and help you get it out.
Well, that's awesome that everyone has a skincare product in them.
A $1 million skincare product
That's
inside.
amazing. Well, I have to look for mine then. So
You do, you do.
awesome. So throughout your business and careers, what were the worst advice that you have received and you applied and did not work and you regret listening to that advice?
Oh yeah, worst advice. Let's see. I think some bad advice, maybe worst advice, is people when they tell you that you have to be everywhere, you know, like you need to try to do all these different advertising ways, marketing or sales or all these different things. You know, they'll tell you you need to do direct mail and you need to do email and you need to do Facebook ads and you need to do YouTube pre-roll ads, and then you need to get in a magazine, and then you need to go to, you know, all these different things. And when you try to do all those different things, what winds up happening is nothing works. And so when you realize, pick one, two, maybe, and then focus on that until you can get that to work. And then once that works, then you can move to something else, you know. But you know, as entrepreneurs, we always have bright, shiny object. I have it myself. I try to fight it, but it's hard to fight off. That's why I'm like creating three or four products now, just because I see opportunity and I want to do it, but I'm still kind of moving each product through the same process. But don't try to do too much. Just try to focus on one thing. And once that one thing is working out, by all means, move to something else. And then when that thing's working out, then move on, as long as you have a plan in place to keep the other things moving without you know, without your guidance and without you managing. As long as those things can move, then sure, move on to the next thing. But don't spread yourself too thin.
Yeah, that's very important. Like you mentioned, we are spreading ourselves too thin into multiple things, multiple aspects, multiple platforms. And you also mentioned opportunity. So my question would be is how can someone maybe find the best opportunity for them? For example, if we're talking, for example, personal care or these type of things, there are multiple things or products, type of products in there. So do you think there is a certain way to have this type of way to find the best product that they can start with and focus on instead of focusing, yes, this product seems good, this one seems good, this one third is better. So these things will waste your time and will actually not start anything at all. So what is the best way to find this opportunity, do you think?
I think the best way to start is with the people, not the product, but start with the people. And then the best person to start with is yourself. Usually you have some sort of issue that you're dealing with your skin that you would like to take care of. You've tried a whole bunch of different things and none of them have necessarily worked, but you liked one thing about one product and you tried one ingredient over here that and that may have worked. You tried something else. Let's say you have dandruff. If you have dandruff, then you have tried, I guarantee it, a bunch of different dandruff products or a bunch of different acne products or eczema products, you know, things that worked a little bit, but not quite. And you always say, hey, you know, if I had this, I would make it a little bit thicker because in the wintertime, something happens. Or this is just too, I don't like the scent of this, or it's not quite working, or whatever, all those different things. So if you can, it's always a good idea to start with the people, and that person is you, because you know things that you have tried before that you don't like or that you do like, but you would add one other special ingredient to it to make it even to stand out even more. So, like I said before, focus on the people, and when you focus on the people, everything will fall into place. And guaranteed, if you have a problem with dandruff or whatever it is, hundreds of thousands of other people have that same problem. They're looking for a solution because they can't find a solution. And then you can create that product and get it in front of those people, and they will gladly buy it because it's perfect for them. You know, a lot of people selling products out there, they aren't the target market, so it's hard for them to create the perfect product, and it's hard for them to talk about that perfect product, and and the pain that it solves. But when you are that person, it's pretty easy.
That's very important. So now, what do you think are some of the best resources, tools, or books maybe that you would recommend personally?
Nowadays, it's hard to beat AI. So you can ask ChatGPT or Gemini any and everything out there. And so since Gemini has read the internet, apparently, it's going to know more than even the top natural product scientists knows. So I would rely heavily on AI. Get things wrong, but it's a great starting place to get 90-95% of the way there. And then you can take that all the results that you get from it just by doing different searches, take those results and search even further in on Google, for example, to find out information, and then take that information and do some searches on Amazon, because people on Amazon will tell you in the review section for the different products what they like and what they don't like about certain products, what they wish they had, oh, it stings my eyes, oh, it's too runny, who knows what it is, all kinds of things. Great, great, great information. So, I mean, between a combination of Gemini and Google research, and then just old-fashioned digging around on Amazon and on other products' websites that you find on Google as well, you can put together a great, great product.
Definitely. So, do you have some kind of a final takeaway, or do you think that we missed something important talking about this that you can add here at the end of this episode?
Yeah, no, we talked about it. I think the takeaway is just focus on the three P's: people, product, platform, sales platform, and start with yourself, or start with the person in mind. One thing I did say is when you start with the person in mind, you can build a nice email list up ahead of time before you even release the product. And so if you have dandruff, and you are 65 years old, man, you could put together a special report on the top 7 ways that 65-year-old men get rid of their dandruff. And then you offer that to people for free in exchange for their email address. You can build up a nice email address so that when it comes time to sell your product, then you already have a bunch of people to do that with. And those people can oftentimes, you can do a pre-sale of those people so that they help you pay for the product. You're going to have to get this product made. And so they can give you money oftentimes that helps you pay for a lot of the first inventory round. And then you can also use those people for testimonials, and they can make videos for you. And you can use those people also to test out the product, get them some samples to see how things work. So there's a lot of benefit that you can have when you focus on the people first and get together a small group of them that you can use before you sell the product.
So thank you very much, Scott. Where can people learn more about you and get in touch with you so to see what you are doing?
Yeah, so as I mentioned, you can follow me along on the journey of starting a skincare brand at the Skincare Sherpa on YouTube channel. Also, the skincaresherpa.com is the website where you can go. I'm putting together a resource list of all the things that I talk about in the videos. It's not quite ready yet, the list, but that should be ready here soon. But that's at the skincaresherpa.com. And then you can find me at scott@theskincaresherpa.com. Send me a message and an email there, and I'll get back to you.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Scott, for joining me for this episode of the Success Secret Podcast. Love your authenticity and I love what you're doing, especially on your channel, YouTube, that you are sharing what you are doing with the business about personal care and skincare products. It's very important nowadays to have this kind of level of authenticity and personality within the business. And thank you for joining me and sharing your knowledge with us here.
All right, it's been great.